The Gemara in Be'a, Daf Lamed, tells us a yesoid when it comes to the mitzvah of teichacha, of being moichiach, your friend, and admonishing your friend if he's doing an aveira. We know the mitzvah is oichiach teichiach es amisecha. If you see your friend doing something that's aser, there's a mitzvah to admonish him, to rebuke him, and try to prevent him from being over on the aveira. However, there's an exception to the rule. And in certain cases we say, Mutav shiyushoygin v'al tiyum zidin. We rather them do the aveira b'shoygeg than do the mitzvah b'mezid. And if we feel that in certain situations, if we were to give musr, they would disregard our musr and they would continue to do the isr in spite of the fact that we warned them about it. Therefore, we should rather avoid giving musr in the first place, because if we don't give them musr, they'll only be over on the aveira b'shoygeg. It would be unintentional. They wouldn't know that it's aser, and therefore they won't receive a very stringent einish. Their einish would be a little bit toned down because they're only doing it b'shaygeg. But if we give them rebuke, now they're going to be aware that they're being over on iser, and in that case, they're going to be nenash on a stronger way, because then they're going to be doing an aveira b'mezin. So in that case, we say mutav shiyushayg malti mezidin. We rather them be over b'shegeg rather than b'mezid, and therefore we should just refrain in gansen. We should entirely abstain from the mitzvah of teichacha in this case. So what are the guidelines of this din, and when does this apply? So the Mishnah in Be'a over there tells us that there's an isser called mitapchin ve'in mirapchin ve'in misapkin. There are different isurim that apply to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Isurim derabonim. You're not allowed to dance in meraktin. You're not allowed to clap. These are several isurim that are presented over there in the Mishnah. And the reason why it's aser derabonim is because shami yisachin kleishir. Since these different activities have a very close connection to musical instruments, so we're afraid that if you engage in these activities, you're dancing on Shabbos, you're clapping on Shabbos, you might come to violate the Isra of Masakin Klei Shir, which it means that you're not allowed to fix a musical instrument that breaks down, because you're going to be over on the Isra of Maka Bepatish. You're not allowed to fix things on Shabbos. And therefore, as a general gzeira against musical instruments, they also included in the Isra Meraktin, Metapchin, different types of activities such as dancing and clapping that all fit into the category of Mesakin and Kleishir. On this particular halacha, the Gemara tells us, even though it's something that's also midrabanan, but in certain cases we say that if people are unaware of the Isser, and they're violating the Isser, and we feel that if we were to give them Musr, they wouldn't listen, they would continue to violate the Isser, then you should just refrain from giving them Musr. Mutav shiyushayin v'aliyu mezidin. Rather, they should violate the Isser b'shegeg than do it b'mezid. And therefore, just don't give them Musr. Let them continue to violate this, because in this case, at least they're doing it b'shegeg, and if we tell them that it's Usr, they'll continue to do it, they'll reject our Musr, and they'll do it b'mezid. The Gemara then continues to say that this applies even if the Isser that they're doing is d'oraisa. Even if it's an Isser d'oraisa, we would say mutav shiyushayin, and we wouldn't give them musr if we feel that it would be rejected. And the example in the Gemara is the isser of Tosfos Yom Kippur. Tosfos Yom Kippur is an isser and a chiv on a person to abstain from eating food already while it's still Erev Yom Kippur. Just like we have the din of Tosfos Shabbos, we have the din of Tosfos Yom Kippur as well. You have to stop eating and drinking already a little bit before the actual night begins, before Laila of Yom Kippur. And there's a din d'oraisa. And nevertheless, says the Gemara, people were continuing to eat up until Shkia, right until the day was over. And they weren't adding on for Tosfos Yom Kippur. And says the Gemara, the assumption was clear that they wouldn't listen if we were to give them Musr. And in that case, we invoked the rule, Mutav shiyushayin v'aliyu mezidin, and don't give them Musr, even though in this case they're being over an Isser d'oraisa. But still, if we feel very strongly that they won't listen to our Musar, we should just refrain from doing so, and at least then the Aveira will only be B'shege. That's the Gemara in Be'alaf, the Flamid, and this is the Yesoid of Mutav Shiyushege. The first thing that has to be pointed out is that the Rishonim all speak out that this halacha of Mutav Shiyushege, which is an exception to the rule of Haycheach Teichiach, of giving someone Musar, only applies if it's clear that the guy won't listen. If there is a legitimate chance that the person will accept the rebuke and he will accept the Musar, you're mechuyev to give the Musar, Haycheach Teichiach Sam Yisecho, you give it, obviously in a gentle way, in an intelligent way, but the exemption of Mutav Shiyushege only applies if it's clear that he won't listen to your Musar. So that's number one. If there's a real chance that Mishnah Berurah brings that down la halacha, if there's a real chance that he's going to listen to you, that he's going to accept the admonishment, give it, because there's a chance that you're going to prevent an issue. Number two, this halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Reish Ches, in Hilchos Tosfos Yom Kippur, in Hilchos Sukkos HaMavsekes, and the Ramah over there brings down from the Nemukei Yosef an exception to this din of Mutav Shiyushege, and that is that if the Isser that he's doing is Mefurish Bekro, if it's explicit in the Pasuk, in that case, we don't say the rule of Mutav Shiyushege, and you tell him that it's Aser, you rebuke him, even though it's quite clear to you that he won't listen to you. And why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Svar is as follows. What's the whole Svar of Mutav Shiyushege? We think that he's probably doing it B'shoigig. Now we want to prevent him from doing an Isser. But if you tell him and you know that he's not going to listen, it will be amazing, it will be even worse. So in that case we say Mutav Shiyushege, and therefore we say, rather leave him be, don't give him Musar, because in that case at least there will be B'shoigig and not amazing. Memela says in Amukhi Yosef, if it's Mefurish Bekra, then we assume that he knows it. People are aware of things that are Mefurish Bekra. If it's explicit in the Pasuk, we assume Mestama, he knows the Isser, and nevertheless, he's deciding to violate. And the Mela, we say, give him Musar, because anyways he's bemazed. It's not that he's B'shegig now, so anyways he's bemazed, so you might as well do what you can to try to prevent the Isser. Push him, do something, try to do what you can in order to prevent the Isser. Azai Zogt, the Mishnah Berurah, an explanation of this Mukhi Yosef. So that's the halacha l'maisa, that when it comes to a regular Isser derabanan, or even an Isser deraisa that's not Mefurish Bekra, if you see that he's not going to accept what you're saying, he's not going to listen to you, then Mutav Shiyushege. But if it's something that's Aser and it's Mefurish Bekra, it's explicit, then you don't say Mutav Shiyushege, because we assume that he knows, and anyway he's doing it b'mezin, because it's Mefurish Bekra, and therefore do what you can to try to stop the Isser. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down a kasha on this from a Gemara in Shabbos. And the Bir Halacha says that the Gemara in Shabbos is mashma that we have the rule of Mutav Shiyushegin even if it's a davar mafurish bikra. Because the Gemara over there is handling isurim that are mafurish bikra. They're explicit in the pasuk, and the Gemara still seems to say that if it's clear that the person will violate the isur and will reject the musur, you're not mechoyev to give the musur, based on the rule of Mutav Shiyushege. So the Bir Halacha has this kasha from the Gemara in Shabbos, and the Bir Halacha answers that perhaps we can say that that Gemara is only referring to an einish, that perhaps mitzad the einish, you won't get an einish if he anyways willing to listen to you if you don't give Musar. But mitzad the chiyuv teichacha, mitzad the mitzvah of haycheach teichich samisecha, even if you won't listen, you should do what you can to try to prevent the Isser if it's a davar mefurish bekra, because anyways we consider him to be amazed since he's bestama knows something that's mefurish bekra. That's the Mishnah Berurah. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds a very important qualification. Says the Mishnah Berurah, vida. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you should know that if a person is mechalal Shabbos befrahesya, he's openly in violation of Shabbos, and he's not frum, and he's a mumer, he has the status of a mumer, someone who rejects the Torah, he's not interested in the Torah, he's not considered amisecha. He's not considered your peer, your companion, because he's not itcha b'mitzvahs, He's not performing mitzvahs like he was not religious. And Mevela says the Mishnah Berurah, there's no din of Vaychech Techir Samisecha, because he's not a Misecha. And therefore, even without the din of Mutav Shiyishayin, you still don't have the chiyuv to rebuke him because he's not amisecha, and therefore there's no din of haychech techirch amisecha. And therefore, even if it's mefurish b'kra, even if something that he's doing is against the Torah and it's explicit violation of the Torah, nevertheless, there's no chiyuv to rebuke him because even though you don't have the din of mutav shishaygin, but you don't either have a chiyuv mitzad the din of teichacha, because there's no din haychech techiach for such a person because he's not amisecha. Now, the million-dollar question is, that all of the Peskim grapple with, is what is the status of non-frum people today? Do they have this din of amumer, and therefore it's not considered that they are amisecha, and therefore there's no chiyev to rebuke them, there's no chiyev echeich techiach, there's no chiyev to try to get involved in life and try to prevent them from doing isurim? Or do we say that no, perhaps they have the status of being a tinek shenishba, someone who was raised in an environment that was an environment that didn't keep mitzvahs, and it wasn't his fault, and therefore we don't fault him, we don't consider him rejected from Yiddishkeit, and he's still considered a misecha. What is the status of non-frum people? Do they have the status of a mumer, and therefore there's no chiyav aichech techiach at all because they're not a misecha, or are they considered tinoike shenishba, and therefore we say that they do have the status of being a yid, and you do have the chiyuv to rebuke them if you could be heard, if there's a chance that he will accept your rebuke? So this is a big machlekes rishonim. It's a machlekes apoiskim. The poiskim are medayik from the Rambam that they would have the status of being tinoikish and ishbu. And even if they are aware that there are from yidden in the world, and they are aware that there's such a thing as Torah and mitzvahs, and they're aware that many people accept Yiddishkeit and do mitzvahs and learn Torah, nevertheless, if they weren't raised in that environment, they weren't brought up with that upbringing, they're considered tinoike shenishbu. That's what many Peshkim are dying from the Rambam. However, others disagree. And the Nebuki Yosef in Hilchos Ribbis actually is a mashma that no, the din of tinoike shenishbu only applies if the person was really raised in a Goyish environment and has no knowledge whatsoever of the life of a frum yid. But if, let's say, you have people who, you know, live in society with members of their society who are frum, and they see very clearly the life of a frum yid, and they're aware of what it entails, in that case they wouldn't have the din of tinek shenishba, but they would have a din of a mumer, and therefore they wouldn't be included on misecha, there would be no chiv of a techacha. So machlekes rishonim, machlekes apaiskim. Many Peskim L'maisa treat them as Tinek Zhenishba nowadays, at least in America. In Eretz Yisrael, they're a little bit more machmir because they say that the Israelis are very much a part of the society with the from Yidden, and in that case, they perhaps would have the status of a mumer. But in America, most Peskim seem to go with the premise that they are considered Tinek Zhenishba, and therefore, if you have the opportunity to give them Teichacha in a way that would be helpful and help prevent them from doing Yisurim, then you should do so, because perhaps there is a mitzvah of haychech techich. But there's one of the Peskim that wanted to say as follows, that if you say a very big chiddush, and this is brought down in a sefer that was discussed with Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, where he asked the following question. He said perhaps a big chiddush. If you consider non-frum people today tinoike shenishbu, then perhaps we should say that you should be mechuyev to give them mussar, because they're amisecha. And not only that, even if they mistama will reject your mussar, you wouldn't bechlal have the rule of mutav shiyishaygin when it comes to rebuking non-frum people. Why? What's the whole rule of mutav shiyishaygin? We rather them do it b'shaygin than do it b'meizin, and therefore, if we give them mussar, they'll do it b'meizin, and if we don't give them mussar, do it b'shaygin. So just refrain from giving them mussar if you see that they're not going to adhere to your mussar. Meila, some of the places wanted to taina. if they have the din of tinik shenishba, then they'll be considered doing it b'shoyig even after we give them mosar, even if they reject it, because they weren't raised from. And therefore, perhaps we should say, give them mosar, because the whole svar of mutav shishoyig doesn't apply. Because it's not b'shad that if you don't give them mosar, it will be b'shoyig, and if you give them mosar, it will be mazed, so don't give them mosar. Even if you give them mosar, they'll still be b'shoyig, because they weren't raised in a from environment, and therefore, it's still considered doing it b'shoyig. And perhaps we should say, give them mosar, do whatever you can to prevent them from doing isurim, even if that means that they'll reject your mosar. Because the maisa, there is no klal of mutav shishoygin, because even after hearing your rebuke and disdaining your rebuke, nevertheless, they'll have the status of being oiver b'shoygin. So this is a position that some poskim wanted to suggest. But the maisa, it's a machlekes. And I don't think there was a clear, unanimous psak when it comes to the Shiloh. But everyone does shtelsu the famous line of the Chaznish, where the Chaznish says that the reason why today a non-from people doesn't have the full status of being a mumer is because they didn't receive proper techacha. We simply are not capable of giving helpful, giving useful mussar in a way that would be soft, in a way that would be enticing for them to listen to, since we don't give Musa properly, so they never received Musa, and therefore they don't have the status of being a full-fledged Mumer, because they never really received Techacha. At any rate, that's the famous line of the Chaznish, and Lamaisa, it's something that doesn't have a clear psak, la'alocha Lamaisa.